Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're joined now live on the line by Bram Siegel. Dr. Bram Siegel is the chief of infectious diseases at Roswell Park and one of the experts we've been turning to throughout this entire coronavirus crisis. Dr. Siegel, thank you so much for joining us. Why don't we start off the bat? I do want to hear something. You know, it's all doom and gloom when you look at around at a lot of the stories that focus on the disease itself. Is there any good news, any maybe positive things that we've learned in the last week or so when it comes to coronavirus?
Yeah, I'd say there is. The good news, I'd say, is more internationally, and I'm thinking specifically about South Korea. So why am I mentioning South Korea? So this is a country that at the initial part of the COVID outbreak was one of the really high incident areas, and probably second or third, with China being first. And the rates really went up initially, kind of exponentially increasing. But I'm looking at the most recent data from South Korea, which is and what you're seeing is a substantial flattening. And remember, South Korea is a democracy. I mean, we see the flattening also, you know, which isn't a democracy, but in South Korea, with we have a really dense population, you see with good public health a flattening of the curve. Also in Japan, the areas in Japan, you would have thought in Japan that it was one of the areas that was hard hit initially. The rates really are much lower than in many other countries. So why is that good news? Why do I need to go to South Korea and Japan for some good news? It's because the public health principles are the same. The news in New York State is absolutely not good news. It's bad news. We're seeing exponential increase. We're with hardest hit in the downstate New York City area. The numbers in Erie County are dramatically increasing. But lessons learned from other countries can help guide us. So that's my optimism, that basic principles of infection control, social distancing, hand hygiene, much more frequent testing for the virus. We were hampered by lack of availability of the testing that we needed. All of these things together, I think there's room for optimism that we can flatten the curve here and reduce the rates of new cases.
You mentioned Korea. One of the things in Korea that we've heard a lot of is that testing there is extensive. Almost everybody is able to get a test for coronavirus. How important is testing as many people as possible? And, you know, is it ever really safe to say that we can reopen things like they did in Korea without that widespread testing?
The testing is critical, and that was one of the biggest gaps we had in our public health nationally in the United States. We simply didn't have the availability of testing. We are still not where we need to be. I mean, fortunately, in Western New York, we are ramping up, where I think soon we'll have the testing ability that we need. Roswell Park is going, I mean, it's not ready just yet, but it has been assigned a role by New York State to be one of to be a regional testing site. And again, that will be for samples, not for patients coming to Roswell to be tested, but for samples. So having that regional ability to give either to have rapid testing is one of the most important tools we have. You're right. South Korea was absolutely the leader. I mean, right up from the beginning, they had extensive testing, and initially you had an exponential increase in cases in South Korea. Now the curve has really flattened, and testing is a huge part of that.
When we have that level of testing here, is that when there's this kind of a tug of war going on between the economic side and, of course, the health side? And if that testing is widespread, where we can say, you know, for sure that, you know, X amount of people do not have it, and the people who do would go into an isolation, is that when we could start to see things reopen, when that testing ramps up?
I think it's premature to say that, because it's first having the testing availability, and then we, of course, need to know what the testing results are. If the testing shows that there's much more COVID than we thought, and that's normally the case. When you start to test more, you see more cases. That would not be the basis for, liberalizing the restrictions. The basis for liberalizing the restrictions is when you have a real flattening of the curve, which means a major reduction in new cases occurring. The social distancing is one of the most important tools we have to restrict spread of this virus in a setting like we have now, where there's widespread community-based transmission.
The CDC yesterday said that on that Princess cruise ship, the coronavirus survived in cabins for up to 17 days after passengers left the ship. It seems like an alarming number. Is that surprising to you to hear that?
Well, I don't know about that specific data, but I could tell you a week ago, a paper was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, which is, you know, premier medical journal, showing persistence of the virus under experimental conditions on various surfaces. So it varied with the specific surfaces. So you had more with plastic and stainless steel surfaces. But they showed persistence going over a period of a few days. I mean, not 17 days, but a few days. It reduced over time, but the take-home message is that there can be persistence on surfaces. So what do we do about that? Well, one of the most important things is, again, social distancing, hand hygiene, because, that people are the reservoir. But also to really think about cleaning to really clean surfaces, especially, in settings where you have, let's say, people over at your home, or you have a visitor in your office. I mean, you want to restrict that to the extent possible. We really need the social distancing. But on top of that, be attentive to cleaning surfaces.
What do you know of, there's been a lot of noise online about ibuprofen and COVID-19, and that maybe if you take ibuprofen for some of the symptoms, that could be a bad thing. Is there any reason you have to believe that?
So this was put out a few weeks ago in one of the medical journals, and there's some biological rationale behind that. So just very briefly, there's an enzyme that our lining cells make, including lining cells within the lung, called ACE2, and this has a specific function in terms of regulating blood vessels, but it's also a receptor for the coronavirus, specifically COVID-19. So there are certain medicines, ibuprofen being one of them, that can affect the expression of ACE2, specifically to increase its expression. So the argument would be that if you're increasing the receptor that COVID-19 uses, that maybe you're more susceptible to getting infected or more severe infection. That's very speculative. I looked at the FDA website. I looked at WHO. They're not recommending against ibuprofen. My personal advice would be, if you don't take these non-steroidals regularly, you know, for medical conditions that you need to take it, that, you know, now would probably be a time that if you need a pain reliever or something, to think about something other than ibuprofen. But again, that's based on pure speculation. It's not as if there's any evidence that taking ibuprofen worsens your risk of complications from COVID-19.
It's good to know. Hey, curious about you. We've talked with a lot of professionals, medical professionals, about this and about their preparation. But working at Roswell Park with cancer patients, how intense is that preparation on your part? Because where you work is filled with those people who have a compromised immune system.
Right. So I'm part of a team. The infectious disease group is part of an overall training team. So we have a response system built in at Roswell that's similar to what FEMA would use in other areas, where you have a number of key stakeholders meeting together, communicating, and arriving at decisions together. So certainly infectious disease is a huge part of it, but it's not the only part. We have critical care involved. We have other clinical partners. We have nursing involved. So basically, it's a combined effort where we arrive at decisions, arrive at policies, implement the policies, monitor the training. It's all part of a team effort, and the effort has been absolutely extensive. I could say personally, most of my professional time has been devoted over the past number of weeks to planning for COVID-19.
Well, it's good to hear, and good luck to you and your team going forward. Bram, thanks so much. That's Dr. Bram Siegel joining us. He is the Chief of Infectious Diseases at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.